5. A new conception of intelligence and affection. To become a new creature means having a new awareness, a capacity for looking at and understanding reality that others cannot have, and a new affection, a capacity for adherence and dedication to reality, to what is other than oneself, one that cannot even be imagined. The new creature means an intelligence and a heart that are different in eating and drinking, in waking and sleeping, in living and in dying. The words that in the Old Testament were bound to one's arms and written on the door frames of the house become the normal consciousness in the new creature with which it passes through the whole web of circumstances that comprise reality. In the experience of a great love, everything becomes an event within its sphere. The new creature has a new mainz, Greek nous, a capacity for knowing reality that is different from everyone else's. How is this nous born? This new knowledge is born of the adherence to an event, from the affection for an event you have become attached to, you have said yes to. This event is a particular detail in history. It has a universal claim, but it is a particular point. To take an event as a starting point for thought means first accepting that I am not the one who defines that event, but rather that the event defines me. What I really am and my conception of the world emerge in the event. This is a challenge for the dominant mentality, which, when judging, always tends to subsume the particulars into an abstract universal. The new mentality, instead, is not born of a process of analytic deduction from certain principles or criteria that are then applied, but is born of an event, of something that has happened, and happens. It is not born from me, but from what I encounter. It is not some method I apply, but obedience to what I have met. The new knowledge implies, therefore, being contemporary with the event that generates it and continuously sustains it. Since this origin is not an idea, but a place, a living reality, the new judgment is possible only in an ongoing relationship with this reality. In other words, with the human companionship that prolongs the initial event in time. This companionship proposes the authentic Christian point of view. The event continues in history, and with it, the origin of the new judgment continues. Whoever favors his own analyses or his own deductions will ultimately adopt the world's way of looking at things, which tomorrow will be different from what it is today. Maintaining the original position in which the event